Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank. As we start to wind down things in the fall, what's going to happen for winter sports over at Powell High School and through Wyoming? Well, that question has been popping up all over the place, including with Wyoming High School Activities Director Ron Laird, as David Settle of Wild Preps talked to Laird and ask him about what's in store for the winter.
You know, we're starting to amp up and try and figure out how we're going to do basketball and wrestling. We did get those approved by the state health department, and we wanted to get them out early, basically to give some guidance for the schools, because we got a lot of middle school. Even though we don't have jurisdiction over them, they'll follow our guidelines, and So that's why we got those out last week, to where the middle schools can use those now. Coming up here in the next couple of weeks in October, they'll start wrestling and girls basketball, most of them, but they're not finalized yet for us. So we're doing a lot of work on the postseason, how that's going to look for each of those sports, and still tweaking even the regular season. So we did move up a scheduling meeting. We usually have that in November, mid-November, after we get done with football and stuff, and we schedule everything for next year. And so since we've put out those guidelines, human nature, everybody starts looking at what those are, and they start trying to redo their schedules already. So we're going to have everybody come in next Tuesday here in Casper, and similar to what we did in August when we brought everybody in and rescheduled football and volleyball, we're going to do the same thing Tuesday for this year's basketball and wrestling and boys swimming. So we'll look at those. And then our next committee that we're really going to put together and start looking at things is indoor track. Just the volume of number track is going to make it a challenge. So we've got to look at how we're going to be able to do that.
Well, at the scheduling meeting yesterday in Casper, there were lots of discussions going on what to do. First of all, with basketball, there were discussions earlier about separating the two to keep the crowds down at ball games. Well, according to Scott McKenzie, the athletic director at Powell High School, the girls and boys will still be traveling together for this winter. The schedule that was put out earlier did change a bit, and there will be a finalized schedule coming up just around the corner, but not much of a schedule change for basketball. There will be for wrestling. We're back with more after this.